All right, let's bring Dylan Howard in here. Dylan is editor-in-chief content officer for American Media, Inc. Dylan, it's always such a privilege to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Mike and Dr. Drew.
So we're trying to make sense of Bill O'Reilly's position with Roger Ailes. Ailes obviously is settling a very contentious set of accusations. Mm. Has he admitted guilt? And in spite of that guilt, is Bill O'Reilly still standing by him?
Well, this was fact or fiction this morning on NBC, Dr. Drew, because Bill O'Reilly went on the defensive in relation to the $20 million settlement that Fox News struck with anchor Gretchen Carlson in the wake of her allegations against former CEO Roger Ailes. Now, discussing his departure this morning, O'Reilly claimed he'd only ever made comments about, quote, what kind of a boss Roger Ailes was, not about the case. He went on to say that he didn't know anything about the case. This was an attempt to try and deflect the questions from Savannah Guthrie. But unfortunately for Bill O'Reilly, the reality is that he had spoken about this. In fact, he did so on NBC's Seth Meyers Late Show earlier this year, in which he was steadfast in his support of Bill O'Reilly.
He said Bill O'Reilly said this?
Roger
Ailes.
It was steadfast in his support of Roger Ailes. Yeah. He said he's known him for 20 years. He's the best boss he'd ever had, a straight shooter, always honest with him. And he went on to say that he's been in the business for 50 years. 95% of the people who have worked for Roger Ailes would say exactly the same thing that I told you. In this country, every famous, powerful, or wealthy person is a target. You're a target. I'm a target. The interesting thing here is Ailes and Bill O'Reilly have always had each other's back. Indeed, Ailes came to O'Reilly's defense a few years ago when it was claimed that he embellished or told falsehoods about his various reporting exploits. Today, though, other people are actually suggesting that birds of a feather flock together, because it was Bill O'Reilly who was not asked in this interview, but was named in former Fox host Andrea Tantaros' lawsuit, in which she described the type of sexual culture that she claimed had permeated the network.
Huh. Now, is it... I'm just trying to make sense of what Bill O'Reilly is doing. Is it possible that he is merely saying... staying in a narrow lane and saying, look, I like this guy. I've never seen any of what's been alleged, and he's the best boss I ever had. So therefore, to that respect, I'm standing by him. Or is he actually going so far as to say, this is all trumped up, it's all lies?
Well, you've got to look at his statement. His original statement when Roger Ailes was accused was to defend him. He said that 95% of the people that worked at Fox News never saw anything like this. But the reality is, what we've come to learn is that there's almost like this Playboy Mansion-style culture at Fox News that many women have come forward. And indeed, Geraldo Rivera, one of the network's biggest stars, Greta Van Susteren on her way out the door, have all said that they regret supporting Ailes and not believing Gretchen Carlson's story of events. Now, let's face it. We all work in corporate organizations. If Gretchen Carlson didn't have a claim, they would not have settled for $20 million. A sexual harassment lawsuit does not constitute a $20 million settlement. So Fox News is in deep trouble here. Bill O'Reilly's coming out of contract. He said that he is supportive of Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes has teamed with Donald Trump as an unofficial advisor to the presidential campaign, many people are suggesting that the presidential campaign is just a stalking horse for a new conservative cable television channel that Donald Trump would host.
Wait, now say that again.
I kid you not.
Where is that likely to be?
Well, the suggestion being, many people have said over the last 2 weeks that if Donald Trump is unsuccessful in his ability to win the White House, that he would launch a Trump News TV network.